Oh, it's good to see you.
很高兴又见到大家。
Did you see the picture of Prince William and Duchess Kate in England of their little boy in the paper?
你们有没有看见在报纸上看见英国王妃威廉王子和王妃和他们亲生的小孩的照片？
Prince William is in line to be the next king of England.
威廉王子是下一个要做英国国王的。
And they have a little boy, and their little boy's name is Prince George.
他们的小儿子名字叫 George, 乔治。
This week, they showed a beautiful picture of Little Prince George, he's a beautiful boy.
他们展示了一张小儿子乔治的照片，非常非常的好看。
Someday, probably, little Prince George will be the king of England.
有一天，可能这个乔治王子会成为英国的国王。
Over the whole history of the world, thousands of little children have become kings and queens.
在过去千百年的历史中，有很多国王，都是从小孩当起的。
But only once in all of history has a king become a little child.
一般来说都是先是小孩长大了才能当国王，只有这么一次是国王变成了小孩。
Today we're going to talk about who is the baby there in the Christmas story.
今天我们就来讲一讲在圣诞节的这个故事里头在马槽中诞生的婴孩是谁。
If you read what's been written all over the world and all through history about Jesus, you find many opinions.
如果你读历史的话，你会发现有各种各样不同的答案关于耶稣是谁这个问题。
Some people think that Jesus would grow up and be a great political leader.
有人觉得耶稣长大之后呢，就会做一个很优秀的政治领导者。
So they think he'll become a person like Nelson Mandela or Gandhi.
也许他会成为一个像甘地或者曼德拉那样的人物。
Some people believe that Jesus is not a real person, but a mythical character.
有人以为耶稣并不是一个实实在在的人，而是一个传奇人物。
They think that Jesus is like Hercules in the stories Homer wrote or The Lion King.
他们以为耶稣只在神话故事中存在，就像是希腊神话中的大力神呐，或者是在荷马史诗中提到的传奇。
Even some Christians don't agree on who Jesus really is.
就连基督徒们也不是在这个问题上完全统一意见。
Today we're going to take a look in this passage from the first chapter of Colossians and find out who Jesus really is.
今天我们来学习哥罗西书第一章十五到二十节，我们看看圣经是怎么告诉我们基督是谁的。
This may surprise you. Jesus created the entire universe.
也许这听起来很让人吃惊。耶稣创造了整个宇宙。
Colossians 1 says Christ is the visible likeness of the invisible God. He is the firstborn son. There's Christmas, the birth of Christ. Superior to all created things, for through him God created everything in heaven and on earth.
哥罗西书第一章十五节到十六节这样说：爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、 执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Paul makes an amazing claim about baby Jesus in this passage.
保罗在这段话中，有一个很重要的声明。
Before our solar system existed, and there was a sun for the Earth and all the planets to circle.
就在太阳系还没有被创造之前。
Before the Milky Way galaxy or any of the many suns and planets in any of the galaxies existed,
银河系也还没有存在。
Before anything and before everything, Jesus existed.
在所有这些事情、事物存在之前，耶稣就已经有了。
This claim about Jesus is repeated again and again in the New Testament.
这个重要的声明在新约里重复过多次。
John, in the beginning of his gospel, says the Word became flesh and was full of grace and truth and lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son.
在约翰福音最开头的章节这样说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now Paul says another amazing thing that we can learn about baby Jesus.
接下来，保罗继续说关于耶稣的非常奇妙的事。
He tells us that Jesus is the image of God.
他说，耶稣是神的像。
Now, if you're using the English word for image, you're thinking, really? I don't imagine God as a human baby.
在英文中，这个像这个词就让人觉得，就意思就是模样。那你可能觉得奇怪，神怎么会有人的模样呢？
But as usual, when you're translating another language into English, it's really difficult.
但是圣经原来并不是英文写的，当你翻译的时候，很难把它的原意翻译得特别确切。
The Greek word for image means Jesus is the same nature and being as God.
在希腊文中，这个像这个意思其实是它的内在本质的意思。
He's saying God chose to become a human baby.
他说神选择来做一个人类的新生儿。
Let me tell you why I think it's important that we know who the baby in the Christmas story is.
让我来告诉你为什么我们要知道这个婴孩到底是谁。
Since Jesus created me and created you, if we don't know who he is, then we don't know who we are.
因为耶稣创造了我，也创造了你，他创造了我们大家。如果我们不知道他是谁，那我们也就不知道我们自己是谁。
He created us to be like he is.
他是照着他自己的形象创造的我们。
But if we don't understand what he's like, then we don't understand what we might become.
如果我们不知道他是怎么样的，那我们就不知道我们的将来是什么样。
When Jesus made you, he defined what you are to become.
当耶稣创造你的时候，他就已经定下了你将来要成为什么。
This is encouraging because if Jesus is God, he didn't make you by mistake.
这是非常鼓舞人心的，因为耶稣是神的话，那他造你就不是一个错误的创造。
And he didn't make any mistakes when he made you.
他在创造你的时候也没有出任何错。
So we can understand that our relationship in the universe is defined by Jesus being our creator.
我们在这个宇宙中，和神的关系都是由耶稣来，定义的。
For those of you who are scientists, I have another, quick insight.
你们可能很多人是，科学家，我有一些消息跟你们分享。
The universe did not begin as a cosmic accident.
宇宙的开始不是一个偶然的事件。
Jesus made everything he made for a really good reason.
耶稣创造每一件事物都是有他的原因的。
We're not intelligent enough, to understand all the reasons why God made what he made.
只是我们没有足够的智慧去明白他是为了什么创造了每一个事物。
I want you to think for a minute about all your favorite things in the world.
你可以花一分钟想一想你最喜欢的一些事物。
Flowers and great music and wonderful food.
比如说美丽的花、音乐、好吃的食物。
Love and the light in the morning and in the evening when the sun rises and when it sets.
爱还有美丽的日出日落。
Babies and birds and blueberries.
婴儿啊，小鸟啊，蓝莓。
God made all these things.
这些都是神创造的。
These are gifts to us from this child who was born Christmas morning.
这些都是这个在圣诞早上诞生的这个婴孩给我们的礼物。
First thing I encourage you to do is spend your life getting to know who Jesus is.
所以我强烈的建议你要花时间来研究一下这个婴孩是谁。
Now here's the second major thing to understand after you know that Jesus created everything.
第二个重要的要明白的，除了第一点就是，耶稣创造了宇宙万物。下面来讲第二点。
Jesus is the Lord and Master of everything He created.
耶稣是万有之神。
Listen to these two verses. Christ existed before all things, and in union with him, all things have their proper place. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the source of the body's life. He is the firstborn son who was raised from death in order that he alone might have the first place in all things.
接下来在17到18节这样说，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So, Paul is saying that I don't find my place in the world that Jesus created until I understand that he is the king and he's in charge.
保罗的意思就是说，如果我不能理解耶稣是万有之神的话，那我就找不到我在这个世界上的位置。
This is not only true of humans, it's also true of the earth that Jesus created.
这不只是对人类是这样的，是对耶稣创造的所有的万物讲都是这样的。
This is a little hard to explain.
接下去我要讲的这一点比较难解释。
But I'll give you the short explanation and then you can ask me questions later if you want.
我要先给你一个简短的解释，然后你可以问我问题。
When God created the earth, he put humans in charge of the earth. It was our responsibility to be rule in the whole earth.
当神创造世界的时候，他创造了人类并且让人来做这个世上的统治者。
When men sinned and broke God's law and introduced death into the world, it not only affected us, it also affected the planet.
当人类犯罪之后呢，这个罪不仅影响了人类本身，也影响了世上的其他的万物。
So if you're asking why are there earthquakes and volcanoes and tornadoes and tsunamis?
现在世界上有各种自然灾害，比如说地震、火山爆发、飓风、洪水等。
Why are there floods and Ebola epidemics, and why is there cancer?
为什么世上会有癌症，有伊波拉病和洪水。
It's because the world is broken because mankind has broken his promise to God.
因为人类打破了他的誓言，没有遵守他的誓言，所以世界就打碎了。
Now that's a really big problem, yes?
这是一个很大的问题，是不是？
Here's an exciting answer to the problem that mankind is not in proper relationship to God.
我有一个答案。
And the answer to the problem that the earth is not in proper relationship to God.
答案就是现在这个世界跟神的关系是不对的。
Jesus Christ came to be a human baby so that he could fix a broken world and broken people.
耶稣降世为人，就是为了来拯救我们和这个世界和神的关系。
I'll add one more area of the world where Jesus is in first place. He's in charge. He's the Lord.
我再加上一点。说耶稣是首位的。
Paul said that Jesus is the head of his body, the church.
保罗说耶稣是教会之首。
The head is where decisions are made, when we make good decisions.
头脑是做决定的地方，尤其是如果我们想要做一个正确的决定的话。
The head is, according to Paul here, where the body gets its life.
头是给身体生命的。
And so he's saying to us that Jesus Christ, when he's who he's supposed to be in relationship to us and the world, things work well.
如果我们跟神之间的关系是对的话，这个世界就会运转自如。
Now, Paul tells us that Jesus as the firstborn son, and there's his Christmas story again, the baby being born.
现在保罗就提到耶稣是神的独生子。
Who was raised from death in order that he might alone might have the first place in all things.
说他是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So here's the next question I want to ask you. Before I ask you, do you know Jesus?
下面我先问你们一个问题。
The next question I need to ask is, does Jesus have first place in your life?
耶稣在你的生活中有没有占首位？
He has to become before everything else in the world that I love.
他应该在世上所有其他你喜爱的东西之前。
My respect and honor for Jesus needs to be high above anything else in the world that I respect and honor.
我对基督的崇拜应该在所有其他事情之上。
When I decide what to do with my life, I need to ask the question first, how can I serve Jesus?
当我要在生活中做出重大决定的时候，我首先要想的是我怎么样侍奉耶稣。
When everything is right again in the world, every creature and all creation will have Jesus at first place in their relationship to God.
只有当所有的万事万物都把神放在首位的时候，这个世界才是正常的。
Now here's my final point.
我最后要讲的一点是
This baby created the whole universe. Point one.
这个婴孩创造了世界万物。
When everything is as it's intended to be, Jesus is the ruler of everything. Point two.
耶稣是所有万事之主。
And my last point is that Jesus' plan is to save you and me and all of creation.
耶稣的计划是要来拯救你和我和所有的万民万事万物。
Look it with me at verses 18 to 20. In order, and that's the reason why I came, in order that he alone might have the first place in all things, for it was by God's own decision that the Son in himself was the full nature of God. Through the Son, then, God decided to bring the whole universe back to himself. God made peace with his Son's blood on the cross, and so brought back to himself all things, both on earth and in heaven.
第十九到二十节这样说，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
So Paul is saying that God decided the only way that you and I could be all that God created us to be is for God to become one of us.
这个意思就是说，如果要我们要想做到像神当初造我们的那个目的的话，唯一的办法就是要神来到我们中间。
God made the world, and only God can fix the world.
神创造了这个世界，所以也只有他能来治理这个世界的问题。
God decided that he would pay the price for the sins and the brokenness of all human beings.
所以神决定他要为我们的罪来付代价。
And every human being who accepts his offer of forgiveness and healing and life will be made new and whole again.
每一个愿意接受他的拯救的人都会得到重生，而且会变得完美。
Paul uses the word to make peace. He's saying that everything that's in conflict with me and God comes into union and peace in Jesus.
保罗在这里说，和好就是要人和神合一。
Not only all the people who put their faith in this child are changed, but also then the planet someday will be changed.
所有的人，所有相信耶稣的人都会得到改变，而且整个这个世界都会改变。
The last book in the Bible tells us that there will be a new heaven and a new earth.
在圣经的最后一本书里讲到，会有一个新天新地。
In this new earth, there aren't going to be any natural disasters.
在这个新地里不会有任何自然灾害。
There will not be any terrible diseases to cure.
不会有任何绝症。
The people who live there with God will live in perfect peace and understanding with God our Creator.
和神在一块的人，他们就会有和平。
And so the reason why God became a human baby is because only God could do such a miraculous thing.
神之所以降世为人， 是因为只有神才能做这样神奇的事情。
Until that day, you and I, each of us, we have a choice to make.
直到那一天，在这之前，我们都有一个决定自己要做。
If we rebel against who Jesus is and don't make him Lord, we'll continue to not find our proper place in the world.
如果我们反抗耶稣，不以他为王，我们就找不到自己在这个世界上正确的位置。
We will live in conflict with God and ourselves and with even one another.
我们之间就会有很多冲突，人与人之间，以及人和神之间。
I find the more I surrender to Jesus, the more peace I have in my life.
我越向耶稣顺服，我的生活中就有更多的平和。
I'm at peace with my relationship with him and my relationship with people I love and even people who don't like me.
我在各方各面都有和平，在我和其他人的关系上，以及我和神的关系上。
When I see the terrible things that happen, natural disasters and suffering, I think Jesus will one day put an end to all that suffering.
当我看到自然灾害，或者是看见有人受苦的时候，我知道有一天耶稣会把这些都结束。
So as you celebrate the birth of Jesus, I want you to know who is in the manger.
所以当你庆祝耶稣的诞生的时候，我要你一定要清楚这个婴孩到底是谁。
In the manger is the creator of the entire universe and also your creator.
在这个马槽里的婴孩是整个世界的创造者，也是你的创造者。
In this manger, in this face of this baby is the face of God.
这个马槽里的婴孩，他的形象就是神的形象。
He's my king. Until he has first place in my life, I'll never discover who I am and where I belong in the world.
他是我的王，只有我把他居首，让他在我的生活中居首位，我才能知道我自己是谁。
This baby, God become a man, is my savior.
这个由神变成人的是我的救主。
If I'm ill, then he's my healer.
如果我病了，他会治愈我。
If I'm confused, then he'll teach me the truth.
如果我疑惑，他会教导我。
If I'm sinful, he will forgive my sins if I ask him and give me his grace.
如果我犯罪，我向他求饶恕，他会饶恕我，给我恩典。
Jesus is my peace with God.
他是耶稣，他是让我和神和好的。
Jesus is God living inside me as I put my faith in him.
只要我相信耶稣，耶稣就是我心中的神。
As you celebrate Christmas, I want you to celebrate a king who became a child.
当你庆祝圣诞的时候，你庆祝的就是一个由神降世的婴孩。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for envisioning this genius plan to rescue a broken world.
天父，我们感谢你有这样一个神奇的计划来拯救这个世界。
Help us to understand your plan and to understand that no other solution could solve this huge problem.
帮助我们理解你的计划，明白你知道除此之外别无他法。
Mankind is broken and the creation is broken. Even angels, some of them are broken.
你造的人类，有了问题。
Our sin and our rebellion have separated us from your purpose for us when you created us.
我们的罪使我们和你分离，不能向你原来造我们的目的去行。
Lord Jesus, help us to turn to you and give you first place in our lives.
耶稣，帮助我们，让我们，让你在我们生活中居首。
Show us how to turn to you, not money or anything else to save us.
告诉我们怎么样去追随你，舍弃世上的金钱等。
Grant that our faith will be in you alone and not in things or people or the other things that men look to rescue us.
让我们的信仰唯独在你身上，而不是在世上的其他事情上。
When we do this, then we discover who we are by discovering who you are.
当我们能做到这一点的时候，我们就知道了你是谁，也就知道了我们自己是谁。
Thank you for being our creator and king.
谢谢你做我们的造物主和我们的王。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.